Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of riches become, lost in the sun.
Welcome back. It's 17 till, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. For staying with me, please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, senior partner with Tatum LLC. And we're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. It's based on the responses that Sam gets from his hundreds of partners around the country running businesses just like yours and mine. In the previous segment, Sam, we talked about the fact that the overall outlook for business conditions, overall business conditions for the last 30 and the next 60 were not good. The arrows are straight down. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add to that? I mean, I asked you if how much of that was the fiscal cliff, but I wonder how much of it is associated with the fact that the election didn't really resolve anything. It just put the same players back in the same position. So my long-term feeling, Sam, is that whatever we've had for the last 4 years, we're probably going to have more of that for the next 4 years.
Well, that probably is true, Jim, but I don't think that it made a difference to turn everything down. I think it makes a difference. We're in a very, very gradual recovery out of the recession that ended 3 years ago, March 2009. I mean, technically ended. It didn't really end for a lot of people in the way they see things, but I think we're on a fundamentally trying, we're in a very fragile, somewhat growth mode. So when we see a yellow arrow, which is sideways, that means it's a lot like last month, which is a little bit of growth,
Yeah.
But do I think that the fiscal cliff is going to cause the economy to plunge? I do not think so.
Mm-hmm.
The real economy is not as negative as is shown in our survey, meaning that the biggest part, I think, of the downward outlook for the next 60 days has to do with lack of confidence and uncertainty as to the result of our political process.
Right. Well, you know, just I think today, some new reports out on consumer confidence being off a little bit.
Well,
consumers have not been, they kind of held up the economy in 2012, but they seem to be softening a little bit right now, and which is an interesting here, but right before the holidays, an interesting time to do that, isn't it?
It is, in the last few months, consistently, business has been more pessimistic than consumers have been,
mm-hmm.
and last month was a pretty good month for automobiles, and it shows up in our survey. Our Midwest, for the first time in at least 5 years, the Midwest led the region in terms of improvement in the past 30 days, and I think that's tied to automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And autos have had a pretty good month. Now, part of that was the Storm Sandy,
right?
Anyway, automobiles and housing are ticking up, and that is a good indication because those are the big commitments. And so consumers have more confidence than business people do
at this
point.
From so order backlogs, basically the sales, what I call the sales pipeline, is basically just flat,
and
which is I guess you could say is good news in one way, but Sam, if you're not growing, when you've got an economy and a demographic population the way ours is aligned, and new people coming along all the time, and more new people coming into the market than are leaving the market, flat is down, really, isn't it?
Well, it's flat. It really means it's not much different from how we saw it a month ago. In our survey,
yeah.
It's like, well, not a significant change. Actually, industry and company to company, there are some pretty big changes, but they're tending in our overall survey to offset
mm-hmm.
each other.
Mm-hmm.
So order backlogs, have two parts to it. One is the most tangible way of looking at what's likely to happen in the very near future, because if you've got an order on hand, you're going to deliver in the near-term future. That is really, that's good. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, this one indicator tends to be more influenced by seasonal factors than our other indicators, and therefore it's highly tangible, but it's also a little suspect because of the seasonal items.
Are you surprised that the capital expenditures took a dive for the going forward for 60 days, or did your guys already spend all their money in the past 30 days?
They're spent out, and we think that the tax considerations are trumping uncertainty right now.
Yeah.
If you have projects that are high priority that you want to get done, you want to go ahead and get them done and get them in this year. So as in the past 30 days, it's one bright spot. Mm-hmm. Actually, capital expenditure commitments were up in the past 30 days. But looking forward, they're not up. They're down some, and that takes us December and January. And you can figure, to the extent that tax influences are a positive factor this year,
right,
it'll be a negative factor next year. We're pushing some of next year's stuff into this year.
And capital availability and pricing, can you give us a quick report on that?
Yeah, they're basically flat, and we see this as just more of not a solid prediction, but uncertainty. It's mm-hmm. money's available for those who need it. It's really, really cheap. When the Treasury bond, which is not what we actually borrow on, but it's kind of a key indicator, is at 1.6%. That's historically great.
Yeah,
for,
but I'll tell you though, Sam, long term, I'm really, really, really concerned about this particular line in your report, especially with regard to independent community banks. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back. I want Sam to give us a dissertation on what's going on with the employment. How can you have real recovery with unemployment so high? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.